Jesus, Ray.
Oh. This is a practical impossibility. It's ringing.
Ray,
what?
Love the show.
This is the Ray Foley Podcast.
Today FM, playing the music you love. Good afternoon, Ray's my name, there's JP.
How are you doing?
And the lady doctor is in the house. She's in her own house, actually. Dr. Kira Kelly's on the line this afternoon. Can you hear me? Hello?
Hello, hello.
There she is. Where are you at home? You're Greystones, are you?
I'm Greystones, yep, I am. By the sea.
Okay.
Well, not my house, the town.
What's the weather like?
It's pretty all right. It's not raining or anything. It's not that sunny, but, you know, it's February. We're doing okay. We're holding our own.
Listen, thanks so much for joining us. We had Kira Kelly on before with that good-looking man doctor. What's his name again?
What's his name? Richard something.
Richard Hogan.
Yeah, and they were talking about their new podcast, They Will F You Up. And I said I had this idea for Kira to come on and to... By the way, They Will F You Up, the podcast, is available wherever you get your podcasts. And series two is on the way. Series one is done.
Series one is done and you can still listen back, but series two is on the way. And we'd love anyone to check it out and let us know what they think.
Yeah, I see if you can get effed up with Kira and that good-looking...
Richard, he's...
Oh,
lovely.
That good-looking Richard doctor.
Robert Denny Jr., that's what we call him.
Stunning, isn't he? Stunning. Anyway, They Will F You Up is the name of the podcast. So I said, I've got this idea for, is it going to kill me or am I just getting old, right? And it's basically, if you've got an ailment or a little niggle, and it's like, should I go and see a doctor about this? Or is it just like, shrug, forget it, it's just age catching up with you?
Yeah, and now... Small caveats, we are on radio, so some of the time I will have to say, maybe you should go and see a doctor because I can't see your rash and I don't know what it is. But in the main, we will give people some reasonably good steers about what might be wrong.
All right, 0874-100-102. Will you do text first, JP? Yeah, okay. Will it kill me or am I just getting old? Power hosing. I get a rattle for days after it from Larry, 38 years old. I'm guessing power hosing itself is not the problem, but getting the shakes. You ever get the tingled? I'm talking, Kira, have you power hosed? Are you a power hose fan?
No, I haven't been as good at power hosing, maybe, as I should. My steps are mossy.
It's very good for up here. It's really good for your mental health, power hosing. I love it.
First of all, when you do use equipment that vibrates you, you do feel it afterwards. And that doesn't necessarily mean anything. It may simply be an effect of the equipment that you've used. And once it wears off, it's fine. Lots of people have tremors. And there's a thing called a benign essential tremor, which would be the commonest one. And it's kind of nothing too, as in you have a bit of a shake. It doesn't indicate anything. And you're just getting old. It's not going to kill you. It's completely fine. Some medications can also give you a bit of a rattle. Probably a lot of people will know that feeling of being a bit shaky the day after you've had too much booze. So drugs that affect your nervous system can give you a little bit of a rattle. But occasionally having the shakes does indicate something neurological. It can. I don't want to alarm people with that because there's loads of good basic reasons that mean nothing bad that you could have them from. But yes, it's impossible to say that, but the fact that he gets it only after power hosing.
I was just going to say, yeah, of course, if you got the shakes, then it's something you're probably, well, either it's something you're taking or there's something wrong. You should speak to a GP. But if it's only related to the power hosing, Larry, yeah, you're just getting old. That's fine.
I think we're going to put down Larry as old, not ill. And that's probably a good thing. But if it gets worse or if it's more prolonged or it's happening more frequently or it's not going away, then you go and see
doctor. Love power hosing. Larry, thanks for that. I love power hosing. Love it. I power hosed my foot once by accident.
Oh, no.
Through a crock. And let me tell you, I'd need to see a GP from that because it was agony. There are a lot.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's a lot harder than you realise, Kira. Oh,
what is
it's clean patches. I actually find it quite therapeutic watching videos of people power hosing. That's quite good.
Do it on YouTube. Brian, there's another thing I look at on YouTube. Zits, pimple popping. Actually, oh my God, I've got you. Here. We've got Kira on video, by the way, so she can see me. Do you see this thing here on the side of my head? Oh my God, I can't believe I didn't think of asking you about this. See this? See that?
I do, yeah, kind of. It's not that clear. It
refills, right? Sorry, too much information for having your lunch.
Oh my God.
It refills.
So stuff is coming out of it and then it fills up again?
Yeah.
Okay. It's a little cyst, and it obviously has an opening at the top, and you can squeeze it out. Are you able to squeeze it to full... I can't believe we're having this on national radio. Are you able to squeeze it to fully empty?
Well, yeah, I'd give it a good go. And by the way, I've had this for years. But, you know, it's a thing. When they put up, you know, when the radio station puts up the videos of the, you know, like here's a clip of the show, whatever. It's all I can see. See that little thing there?
Okay. Let me just tell you one thing. It's not all anyone else can see, because I am straining to see it at all. So that's in your head, and that's just, we all see our own, you know, giant nose or wonky eye or whatever, and no one else sees it at all. So don't worry about that. Second of all, if you've had it for years, first of all, it's nothing. It's benign. It does nothing. You can have them minor surgery. Your GP might even do it, or certainly a day case, somebody will do that for you. But you'd be left with a little scar. And sometimes even then, they come back. So if it's not doing you any harm, do you actually get any pleasure out of the little squeeze?
Oh, I love it. Yeah. No, it's only a tiny little bit. There could be more. The sack is still there. That's what YouTube tells me. The sack is still in there.
Right. Still have the sack and the sack chilling. But you get a certain amount of pleasure from that sack.
Yeah.
And I can't keep, again, this conversation.
It's the sack that keeps on giving. Brian in Swords, he says, Ray, I was in bed with my beloved and she was caressing my body. Anyway, she brushed her hand over my ribs and said, what's that? I said, it's a mole. I've had it forever. She said, you should get that checked. But like, it's just a mole, from Brian in Swords in Dublin. Well, if I might take this one, if you've had it forever, then not necessarily. But if it changes colour, it's a problem. I've got a few of them. But if it changes colour or shape, you go and get it checked, right?
Okay. If it bleeds, if it itches, if it grows, if it changes colour or shape, if it does anything, you know, exciting, if it's doing things, that could be an issue. But even without doing those things, certain moles, certain pigmented lesions are problematic. If it's very, very dark, if it's black in any way, I definitely want them to go and get seen quite quickly. But truthfully, as I said at the start of this, on the radio, just by description, tricky enough to say
is. Well, if she said get it checked, but here's something I did years ago. I've got a few moles. I've got like five or six of them, right? I've got I've got one on my belly button that I've had since I was born. I've got another big one on my back. And I went to the GP years ago. I went and had every single one of them checked and mapped on one of the visits. And from that then, he was able to determine, right, we've nothing to worry about yet, but we know where everything is and what progress, if anything changes or like that, any bleeding or anything like that, then you can get it checked out, you know what the situation is. JP's about to get sick here. What is it?
No, I was just going to make a point that Alex has been in touch, and it's a kind of a point that's adjacent to the power hosing rattle. He says, I've had a dull pins and needles in my right hand for 2.5 weeks, not from power hosing. My fingers feel weird, but I'm hoping I'm grand.
I've had that though. I've had a couple of weeks of Jesus. I've got the tingles.
Okay, pins and needles, and his fingers feel weird. The commonest cause of that is probably something like carpal tunnel syndrome. Okay, which is where these two fingers, your ring finger and your pinky, which I don't know which are his fingers, they do start to go a bit funny and maybe even numb, or they feel a bit weird. People get a kind of a funny tingling in their palm, and that's really common. Very, very common. Other common things that cause pins and needles could be some kind of a trapped nerve further up the neck, the shoulder. We often get trapped nerves in this area. You know, if we're going to the gym or if we're doing anything, you see people doing all this kind of business. I'm glad we're on video that we can
I'm doing it all as well, yeah.
Yeah, so it could be that. The only thing is if it persists, I would get that checked, because sometimes pins and needles is a symptom of a neurological condition, a different neurological condition, not just one. But 2.5 weeks, I'd give it a little bit longer and just see what it is. And, you know, carpal tunnel tends to respond to elevation to some extent. People actually wear little splinty things on their wrists to help with that. But it's probably benign. It's probably just you're getting old. But if it's persistent, that one I'd go and get checked.
Hold it up. Elevation. Hold it up. Hold it up a bit and it'll react well. Hold it straight up.
That's what the splint does. It holds it up. Because what tends to happen is it's helping the palm area sort of drain a little bit, that it's not, it's taking the, there's a pressure on a nerve in your palm, basically. The median nerve runs up here, up your inner wrist, if you can see the inner wrist.
Yeah.
showing you my tattoo there on my wrist as well. But yeah, so look, I would keep an eye on that, and if it's persistent, I'd go and get checked.
Yeah, you're not going to die, you're just getting old, is where we're at the moment. But text, you can text us back with the pins and needles in your hand. Maybe record a voice note first, because Jesus, we'd be worried. JP, we'd be worried.
Concerned, very concerned, JP.
We'll do one more, a voice note, 0874 100102. Will we go Ruth or Anna? Sorry, I've got a bunch of them. JP, which one do you want to go?
Go Ruth.
Ruth, you're over there. Sorry, go
ahead. Hi, Ray. It's
Hi.
AFM. Hi. I have an ailment. My toe is very sore. My big left toe.
Kira can't hear you, but her big left toe is very sore, Kira. One second.
I'm booked in with the GP. I think I might have an ingrown toenail.
She might have an ingrown toenail. She's booked in with the GP. She's, what are you texting us for then at all?
It's stinging. Just wanted a bit of advice. I bathed it with Epsom salt and hot water.
Epsom salt.
Well, warm water.
Warm water.
But it's still very sore. Now, I booked in the GP for Friday and I'll see how it goes.
She's going to the GP on Friday. She's already used Epsom salts, but she says it's very sore. It's probably the bit. It's sure. Yeah.
Is it gout?
Any advice would be
well, that's a
well
really
appreciated.
Interesting question, JP.
Could it be gout?
Yeah, of course it could. Gout is just a monoarthritis. Gout is where one joint, and it can be your big toe, the joints in your big toe, one of them becomes swollen and sore, and very sore sometimes, and it gets red and hot, and people are driven mad with the pain of gout, but it's treatable, and you get a blood test and it's diagnosed and away you go. But it could be an ingrown toenail. And ingrown toenails, you usually know that by looking yourself, because you can see it. The cuticles, you know, the cuticles on the side of your toes, they become proud. So the proud flesh, we call it, you can actually see it kind of grow over, and it's like as if the toenail is being swallowed by the sides of the toe. Does that make sense? It's kind of like your toe is eating your toenail. That's what it looks like.
Yeah, and that'd be obvious to you, Ruth. I have a quick one on that for you then,
yeah.
Doctor. Is there something I can do about that myself? Without, or do I need to go to the doctor for? Because it's like...
Yes.
All right.
Yes, there is. Yeah, I'm glad you asked. Yeah, okay, so when it becomes infected and things, no, you just got to get an antibiotic and all that kind of stuff. And very often people, if it's very bad or if it's recurrent or all that, people actually have the nail removed, which is not the nicest thing to have done and not the nicest thing to do as a doctor either, but that can happen and the toenail can be taken away and that relieves it. But ultimately, you need to cut your toenail in a certain way, which is called a wedge. So you keep the sides of the toenail a little bit higher, right, so that they go up beyond where they get buried. Does that make sense?
Yeah, okay.
So the sides of the toenail, if that's the top of your nail,
yeah,
and these are the sides, you let the sides grow up a bit so that they're even taller than... See the way my
fingernails... Yeah, they're pointing out a bit. Okay, yeah, because your reflex would be like, cut it out, because it's cutting into the skin. Yeah, okay, go on.
No, keep them up, but also keep pushing the cuticle back. Push it back gently with your hand, clean underneath it, keep the whole area clean, and keep pushing that proud flesh back to allow the toenail to grow up without getting embedded.
Right, okay.
So it's a little bit of hair. The problem is, when you are getting old, not everyone can reach their toes.
This is
that
the problem.
That becomes a problem.
Ruth, you're going to have to hire someone to sort your toes every evening. Or I'm sure there's an app. There's probably a dating app you can put in your
somebody
profile.
Will into that, yeah.
You're guaranteed someone will be...
A lot of people love that now, apparently.
It's massive. It's a huge thing. Kira Kelly, thanks so much for joining. We're out of time. We've done loads. And by the way, the funny thing is, I thought we were going to go on and take the Mickey, and it was just going to be like laughing and joke about people's ailments. But this woman is an actual qualified doctor.
Proper knowledge.
So she went into it. We learned some stuff.
I am very well able and willing to take the Mickey out of people's toes and stuff. And like as I said, Liliana's making a fortune off her feet, and who among us wouldn't if we could? But equally, if they're asking proper questions,
I know this is it. This is it. We didn't expect this. But I think it's worth doing. Is it going to kill me, or am I just getting old? I tell you what, we'll do it on the emails as well, jp@todayfm.com. If you'll come back in a few weeks and we'll do more of them.
I'd be delighted. Thank
darling,
you.
Darling, fabulous. Are you still on with your man in the mornings? Is that still a thing?
Oh, yeah.
This is the...
James Coleman and me. Wedded. Wedded to it we are.
Oh, my God. We better give that a mention as well then. Is it News Talk? Is that...
News Talk. We're the little station downstairs. You'd hardly notice us.
And she's on Spin as well then, and she just 98...
You do the travel updates on AA Roadwatch as well, Kira, do you?
Dr. Kira Kelly, darling, thank you so much. Thank you. Go on, enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks for taking the time.
You too.
Bye.
This is a practical impossibility. It's ringing.
Ray,
what?
Love the show.
This is the Ray Foley Podcast.